What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello, my friends. The holiday season is still kicking and we're still enjoying our football during that time. You are tuned in once again to Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place for your sports gambling information. Let's welcome in our Santa of picks, Big Bolt.
Well, the holiday season's just getting started. I mean, you were pointing out to me that December 31st with all the college games. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. Last week was cool because there was so much NFL on Saturday and then sprinkled like the three NFL Sunday with all the NBA. And then we're back to kind of normal schedule, but not, I mean, tons of bowl games Saturday.
Yeah, that's awesome. I thought this week we would start off with something that was incredible. Small roller coaster for this guy. So remember how you were talking about the circuit contest where you pick the one team to advance?
Survivor pool.
Yeah, Circa Survivor, because there's two Circa contests. There's the one that we're in where you pick five teams a week, and then there's the one where you're the Survivor contest, and it's worth $6 million. So how about this? Get a load of this guy. So first of all, is this a small roller coaster? He had the Vikings, okay? And the Vikings kick a 61-yard field goal, longest field goal in Vikings history to win the ball game over the Giants. So this guy is flying high. And there's only three more people left at this point because someone got knocked off with Detroit and everyone was knocked off. This guy was the only one moving along. And then there was three more people that had the Steelers. And at the time, the Raiders were balling, but the Steelers marched down the field and scored a touchdown with 46 seconds left.
Ah, Brutsky.
So the guy would have had the $6 million. Well, so one of the caveats about this contest is on Christmas, you have to pick two picks, right? So the next day, this guy that almost won it picked the Dolphins. See you later.
Oh, really?
So he almost had the $6 million. Next thing you know, the next day he's adios.
Just imagine what's going through his mind when he's sitting there. He's like, whoa.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, from the 61-yard field goal, you're like, this is my time. I'm going to get this $6 million. Let's go. And he was just waiting for the Raiders to get the W.
He should have asked us about the Packers game because we were chitting about it the night before.
Right.
And I was texting you. I go, oh, man, everything the Packers need to happen just happened. They're going to be a little fired up tomorrow for the Dolphins game.
Right. And they were the Dolphins. Holy cow. Looks like Big Tua's got another concussion.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. It's just crazy how quick they will get on your jock and then how quick they dispose of you after a couple bad weeks or bad quarter, terrible fourth quarter against the Packers. And now they're like, is this guy the future? Probably not.
Once again, he goes from like MVP talk to, is he even part of the future for us?
Yeah, I think he's still like second in QBR or something for the season. It's like 105.3 behind Patty. It's like, the stats are still there. It's just now people are starting to pick up on his tendency. They're kind of breaking down his read. They said just don't be fooled by where he looks first because he never throws it there.
Really?
He has in his mind that they have good like play design. So these guys come up with sweet plays. He's like, okay, I'm going to zero in on this guy over here, but my real read's over here. And I guess he always comes back to where he wants to. It's like the second guy he looks at.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. And then, well, it's really been this. I mean, they've lost four games in a row. Mm-hmm. So
we knew the schedule was tightening up.
Yes, it was. And there's no chance he's playing again. So because of this concussion, the whole thing of when, you know, that whole episode in the middle of the field, there's no way they're going to slide this guy out there again. So that means it's Teddy Bridge, and this game is a stay away for me because they travel up to New England. The line is currently 2.5. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. More than likely is the 2.5 is telling you that Tua is not playing, but as soon as it's announced that Tua is not playing, that's going to go to a solid 3. So if you like the Dolphins, you should wait a little bit longer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be okay with taking the Dolphins here. I just, the Patriots are not really humming right now, and Max getting a lot of heat for his cheap shot and how they've been playing. Did you see how he tackled that guy?
No. So I read something briefly about it. What happened?
he threw the pick to like Eli Apple, and Eli's coming down the like left side.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Apple didn't pick it. The other guy picked it. And Mac just kind of goes over and like hits the brakes and just goes down to like the left knee with the body.
Ooh.
And they're just like, that was super cheap. It's not the first time this guy's done this.
Whoa. The unwritten rules. You don't go for the knee. So he didn't even have the ball?
I don't think he did. I feel like he was going after like someone else that he was that was trying to block for him. So the NFL looked at it and they're like, you know, it's not getting suspended. They hit him with like $11,000 fine.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, that people aren't going to like that. That's like the unwritten rule. Like, even when someone's coming at you, like, dude, you don't take out their knees. Like, yeah, that's not, I mean, it happens.
But. Yeah, but he's starting to, Edelman and some of these former Patriots are kind of like starting to kind of get on his tail too. Like, stop complaining. Stop always pouting when you come off the field. You're the quarterback. Like, project a little better image here for the guys.
Well, right. A thing about the Patriots that I've got is I've noticed a lot of people are like, bringing up the Bill Belichick like stats, like trends, you know, like he's 40-13 after two losses by 3 points or whatever. Well, let's throw those out the door now, because that involved Tom as well. And so these Bill Belichick stats, they're adios. And also the Shanahan trends are adios also, because I keep hearing people say, well, Shanahan as a big favorite at home is terrible. You know what? Not any longer. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've covered like six in a row as favorites at home. That squad, the 49ers, is rolling.
Yeah, they are humming. I think they're 7-1 at home this season.
Since they gotten Christian, I don't think they've lost, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because they've won like 7 or 8 in a row. And I'm like, that's when Christian came in. We said that was a huge addition, and it sure was. I was just thinking, though, the only thing is, I mean, you know, what's funny is we had mentioned before Christian came that they were the squad to beat. But my only fear is if they have to travel to like Philadelphia, is Brock really going to get the W on the road?
Yeah.
You know, that's when guys like Big Bosa and stuff are going to have to step up big time.
And they will.
Yeah, I mean, Bosa's got 17.5 sacks. They were talking about, you know, him going for the tying Strahan and whoever else.
TJ Watt.
Okay, yeah, is it TJ? And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm focusing, you know, on the Niners record right now. I guess that's 19.5.
Alvin Smith.
Nice knowledge there. You are correct.
He balled those first couple of years before he couldn't stay away from the police.
Yeah. He derailed his
end up with career. The Raiders. And yeah, he just turned into a mess.
Yeah.
But these guys get that extra game now, too, so that helps with those stats. Strahan had the true 16 game, 22.5.
True.
But what'd you think about the Eagles, you know, and the Cowboys one with Minshew stepping in?
Well, so that was one of our best bets, and it was a push because we gave it out at 6, and it landed on 6. I mean, wow. We gave them the ball an extra 4 times. The turnovers were 5-1, and we still almost won the ball game. I mean, we should have covered that game.
Yeah, they had them early, and they were looking good. Dallas was giving up plenty of points. I thought the Eagles would come up with a few more stops.
Right. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I just can't wait for the playoffs to start. It's going to be unreal. What's really weird about the playoffs is, and the Cowboys, speaking of the Cowboys, they play the Titans this week on Thursday night. And for the Titans, it's worth absolutely zero. So even if the Jags went, because, you know, the Jags and them are battling for the division champion.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the Jags win against the Texans, it still doesn't matter the last game. And if the Jags lose, it doesn't matter. Like, so for both squads, let me rephrase that a little bit. The Jags do have an 8% chance to make the wild card, only 8%. So their W against the Texans would help a little bit for that. But I mean, we're talking 8%. So basically, it's the last game of the season. And the Titans, wow, their quarterback is like what we like to say is bueno.
Yeah.
He is good looking. I mean, how do you have that as like your backup? Like, I mean, okay, if you think he's going to have potential down the line, but you're like, okay, if Tannehill goes down, we've got this guy.
I think that's why that guy got fired, that GM. It's like those were, you let A.J. Brown head out of town, and then this guy's like, your emergency plan? That's a tough one.
I'll tell you what else is tough in the emergency plan is our boy Zach Wills for the Jets. Another one that is good looking. So they threw him back down to third string, which means he's not even suiting up anymore. And so guess what, Zach? I heard your agent got on the phone to the big CFL guy. It's time for you to book the flight to Canada. Here you come.
Man, the confidence is gone. The locker room is not behind him. The coaches aren't. You just kind of can feel it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can feel the CFL, can't you, Big Zach?
That is it's just crazy. I mean, what a whiff of a pick.
Right.
Number two. And then we're already kind of done with him.
Number two. Well, let's talk about some whiffs, all right, since you mentioned them. They are the 409s this week, okay? Mm. We're going to save the last one's the big whiff. But coming in number one under our spray it down 409s is the Colts. Since Big Jeff Saturday has taken over, they've been outscored in the fourth quarter 90 points to 9. Wow, is that something to hang the hat on right
Jeez.
There? And I hate to say it for the GOAT, Tom Brady currently is the second least profitable season ever for a quarterback right now. His record against the spread, 3-11-1.
Second least profitable, like to bet it with him?
Yep, of all time.
They have the lowest scoring offense in the NFC.
Well, it's good looking.
It is.
I mean, because, you know, when you've won three games against the spread, 11 losses, like it typically is going to be at least around 500. And you can dip below that a little bit. 3-11. Ooh. And here's the whiff. Holy cow. It's only the fourth time in NFL history. Head coach for the Broncos, Hackett, to get fired during the season. Only the fourth coach ever in NFL history.
Yeah.
Couldn't even make it through the end. That's how bad it was. They go, buddy, we played the LA Rams. This squad's bueno. I mean, we're playing the third and fourth stringers, and we lose 51-14. Guess what, guy? Grab your bag, and you're out of here. We're not even going to wait till the end of the season.
No, he never recovered really from game one, I think. He got a bunch of crap for not going for like fourth and short with Russ. And they lost up in Seattle, and it was just every week bad news for that guy.
Dude, I mean, the games, you know how you always say it's a tough watch. I turn on Denver, and every time I turn it on, it's just a jailbreak. Like, Big Russ takes the snap, goes back like two steps, whoops, sacked. Just nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the Walton Penner Group, whatever, who bought it, you know, part of the Waltons and the son-in-law, he's like the CEO. He's going to step in, and he's like, I'm going to handle the coaching search here, not like the GM, Peyton.
Really?
It's like, all right, bud, you know your football here?
I know you're a billionaire, but come on, guy. Do you really know about the game?
And you married into the Chips.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah, he married into the Waltons.
Okay.
Well, sure, he's got some coin in his background, but let's let some of these guys that know football actually help you here.
Well, that's what the smart ones do. But, you know, these guys think that they have chips. They're smart. Sorry, not all the time, guys.
Yeah, and I don't know who's going to want this gig. You know, it's not going to be the first choice with how it's looking.
Right. So not only is it a dumpster fire, but you have to go against Patty and Herbert every season.
Like, yeah. And then we'll have to see what the Raiders do. If they move on from Carr and go for Tom Brady, you know, just who knows what it's going to look like.
Wow, did Carr want to start the holidays a little early this year? Woo, that was good looking against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I usually back him up, but it's running out of things to kind of back up here. So maybe it's time for change of scenery.
Well, okay, so speaking of backup, this week they play the Niners, and the Raiders are getting 6 points.
Fun game, New Year's Day.
But
I'll go with the Niners here, even with Purdy.
Really?
Yeah, I just think you got to kind of keep your pace here with those. You know, they can't get the one seed, but I still think they're going to be kind of humming to kind of wrap up the season here. I think the last week of the season, you might see some guys rest the second half. I think this is the final push of like a full game for these teams that are kind of sitting in the spots they're going to take.
Well, I would agree, and I would. That's why I would say, you know, you got to kind of navigate these waters a little bit towards the end of the season and read if people are going to be sitting down or not and getting some rest. But there are some games that I located that I think we can take advantage of.
Let's hear them.
Well, talk about Tom and those Bucks. So I actually sent it out this weekend to some of the people that wanted the bowl picks, and I've been giving them some basketball picks as well, and some college. And so I added to that with the NFL, and I said, hey, Tom is giving up 7.5 to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are bueno. I mean, we're down to our third string quarterback, but 7.5 points, I need to see it first. And Tom, we'll take the W because you weren't able to cover it, buddy.
McSorley.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, it's the same thing as the Warriors were at home that day, and they were getting 8 points at home. They were getting 8.
Against the Grizzlies?
Yeah, because everyone was hurt. And people must not be aware of how bad the War Dogs ball at home.
Well, and the Grizzlies have been chitting a lot about, like, we're not even scared of these guys in the West. Like, we're the new up-and-coming squad.
Right. Even though they haven't won a playoff game or whatever. I mean, it's incredible.
There was some talking going on. I liked it.
Yep.
Because they said, not in our house.
Yep. They got waxed.
They did.
But anyway, back to Tommy. So Tommy plays Carolina Panthers this week. And the Panthers are getting 3. The Panthers, the last 6 games, like, they haven't given up. They've been averaging giving up 15 points a game on defense. I mean, that's loads. And we know Tom's team can't score. The last 11 games, the highest they've scored is one time they scored 23 points in the last 11 games. So you don't hear me say it very often, but this is a divisional game also where there's a lot of familiarity with each other. We're going under the 39.5. For a best bet. And then we're also going to tease up Carolina. You got to be shitting me. From the 3 to the 9.5. Is that any good?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay. So there's the 9.5. And I'll wait a little bit to tell you the other side of that one.
Well, especially if they're going to be scoring like in the mid-30s and you're going to get 9.
Right. 9.5. Yep. I mean, once again, the Bucks, it had to go into overtime. And what was the, what they end up scoring? Was it 19 points?
19-16, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with overtime. I mean, this team cannot break 20 points. It's incredible. And like I said, Carolina's D's been balling. I mean, Detroit was the hottest team in the NFL, and they got spanked.
Yeah, since Carolina fired Rule, they're playing a little better. You know, Darnold and the D have been playing decent.
Mm-hmm. So we really like the big 9.5 there, and we're going to take the best bet on the under 39.5. First under of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
don't miss out. Yeah, that's, you know, the division's on the line there. It's the worst division in football this season. So,
and like I said, I mean, I'll take someone besides the Bucks to move on. It's just ugly.
I might just check the ESPN for that score instead of watching that one.
What games do you like this week?
Well, I earlier in the season I said let's not keep riding these old school QBs we've gotten in the habit of riding. However, I think the Packers are hungry here.
Right.
And they're at home against the Vikings.
Yep.
-3, I'll take big Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Well, how about the Vikings have won 12 games and 11 of them are by one score and they've won them all.
I heard it's the, what's their record right now? Is it
like 12-1 or whatever, right?
No, they have two. They have a couple, two or three losses. I think it's,
oh, yeah.
But they have the worst point differential of any team with this many wins at this point in the season. It's a total of 5-point differential.
Oh, right. And I've been saying that throughout the season. It's incredible. Like that just, which means they've just been lucky. But at some point, dude, I mean, how many times can you say you're lucky, or do you just say this team's like legit when they need to be?
Yeah, things are on their side this season. I'll give it to them.
Right, Patty? I mean, you know, it can't be all luck.
I mean, they're in the playoffs, too. The Green Bay needs both these coming down the stretch.
Nope, I know. And 3.5 doesn't seem like very much.
No, 3.
It's 3. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I mean, Aaron at home, he does not mess around at home.
Nope. And they're kind of got the mojo flipped in their direction. One other one, it's a good matchup here. Buffalo-Cincinnati.
Yep.
However, Buffalo, Allen was a little off on the throw the, you know, the passing game. It was kind of their ground game, which usually is not the case. But I, Cincy is hot.
Yes, they are.
And it's plus one Cincy.
Yep.
I'll take the Bengals.
Okay. And I'm with you. And that's also the other side of the 6.5 point teaser. How about the Bengals up to the 7.5?
At home.
At home. Big Bengals, 7.5 with the Bucks, 9.5. Get serious.
Did you, you know, they call it the Pro Bowl, but it's not really like a tackle game anymore. It's like a...
The flag.
Yeah, it's flag with some events, you know, like who's the fastest and, you know,
right.
Throw the ball through the hoop. But the QBs on that side, it's tough, man, with Burrow and Mahomes and Allen. It's like Herbert and these guys can't even get in unless someone drops out with a Super Bowl appearance or an injury.
Yeah, those are some legit quarterbacks right there.
Some young mainstays on the AFC side.
Oh, I know. How great, I was thinking today, are the playoffs going to be because of those names you just mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
Herbert, Allen, Patty. Wow.
Yeah, Chargers got in last night with that win. And I told you I liked the Chargers earlier. Not a fun one to watch, but it was 20-3.
No, it's not. I mean, they're going to get bounced probably pretty early. I mean, it's one of those squads, like, if you get points, I'd take the Chargers in some points, maybe. You know, they'd probably, in the playoffs, we'll see what happens. They could backdoor, and they'd be a great tease probably in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I like some of their pieces. Part of me was almost pulling for them to not make it and let that coach go, because I want Sean Payton to go there and see what he can do with those guys.
Oh, I'm sure he'd like to do that, too.
So, I don't know. He's not going to want, like, the Denver job. Or Arizona.
Arizona.
Those are a mess.
Right.
So, but good for the Chargers. They got in already.
Yeah, that's sweet. So who are the teams that aren't for... Oh, so Detroit's fighting for their lives. Green Bay's fighting for it.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants, I think they're only one W away from the playoffs.
The Commanders, I think, have a same thing as the Giants. They're both right there, but there's some tiebreakers and... They have to win out. I mean, those guys, Giants and Commanders, I think, are in trouble.
Oh, and I forgot. Remember, I didn't want to jinx it last week, but now we can talk about it because we got the W. When we said that the Bears under, when we gave that out, team under, and we gave out an over, and that hit this week with the Ravens. Congratulations, everyone that hopped on the Ravens over 9.5 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah, and they've done a, you know, good few games without Lamar here.
I know, and Lamar's just resting up too. Let's not forget about that guy when it comes playoffs time. He's probably fine right now, and he goes, hey, Harbaugh, listen, bud, these games are garbage. Let's just save me for the big time.
Well, he doesn't want to tear the knee up before he signs the contract either.
That's true. They play, who do they play? Do they play the Browns this week?
Let me see here. So, I mean, have they said if Lamar's playing?
No, he's not. I mean, I don't think so, because the line was only 3, whoever they were playing. So whenever the line's only 3 and it's at home, it's definitely not big Lamar. They are playing, yep. Oh, the Steelers. They said the Steelers have an outside chance to make the playoffs, like if a few teams lose and stuff. And what's big about this is why this is kind of a stay away, is Tomlin, the head coach, in 17 years has never had a losing season, and they were well on their way. But since they've been balling lately, if he wins this game, 9-8 to end the season.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought he would have done it this year with Mitch or Pickett. And it's -3 Baltimore currently.
Yeah.
And there was the game, that's the one that they flexed out of the evening game, and they actually slapped this Baltimore Steeler game into the night game.
Oh, who'd they flip out?
Was this the one? Was it maybe like Denver or someone a couple weeks ago? They yanked them.
Yeah, I think it was Denver.
Who's Denver KC this week?
Yes. Yeah, and that line's 13.5. I mean, holy cow, that's a stay away. But the Broncos defense finally gave up on the offense.
So I guess when they flex those games, the networks that have the rights to like certain conferences can protect a game each. So like Fox is like, well, we're holding on to the Vikings Packers. So there's only 2 other games they could pick from.
Oh, really?
I think the other one was the Dolphins game. And they're like, well, the Steelers Ravens might be a little more interesting.
Hmm. Yep. Well, definitely. Once again, as usual, the line is only 3.
No, those are always tight ones.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
Yep. What, anyone else sticking out to you this week?
You know, that's it. Like I said, because you never know what's going on with who's playing and who's not. And so the best bets this week are the Bengals +7.5 with the teaser versus the Bills. And we're going to move Carolina up to 9.5 versus the Bucks. And then also the first under bet of the year, that same game, Carolina Bucks under 39.5. I mean, that thing's got 13-10 written all over it. Mm. I mean, there's not going to be very many touchdowns in that ball game.
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah. And then, do you have anything else, or should we chat about the college football bowl games, the ones that really matter?
Yep.
No longer is it Coastal Carolina versus Eastern Carolina. No longer is it Buffalo versus Akron.
Right.
We got the big boys. Wow, are these games going to be any good? And they fall on the 31st, huh?
Oh, yeah.
There's a few. That's funny. Did you see also that same day, Kentucky in football plays Iowa, and the over-under is 31 points.
Showtime.
Woo, do you want to talk about fireworks?
Jeez.
You got a game at 31, same day as those.
Let's book our flight to that bowl.
But the one game that popped out to me there is big TCU not getting any credit versus Michigan. TCU, as people may know, finally lost a ball game last week against Kansas State in overtime. But Max Duggan, I mean, wow, he almost won it by himself. That guy's a baller. These guys are somewhat like the Vikings, where everyone's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. They've played second string quarterbacks, blah, blah. Well, all they do is keep winning. Well, guess what? They don't need to win this ball game. They just need to stay within 8 points. TCU +8, best bet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of pulling for Michigan to win the whole thing. I'd like to see Harbaugh kind of stick it to everybody. That
really? Well, listen, you deserve it if you can get past the big Georgia.
Yes. So
they don't mess around.
What do you got for the Ohio State-Georgia game?
What's the line?
7. Yeah. I think it was up there, too.
Oh, Jim Christmas. I mean, I would lean with Georgia there.
Yeah. I mean, they're the freight train still.
Yeah, they are. They, once again, I have no idea where they get these offensive and defensive linemen from. Like, are they taking the spaceship up to some planet we're not aware of and go, here, come down to Earth with us, guys, and play offensive and defensive line for us? Because you weigh the same amount as all the other linemen, except rather than having fat, blubbly arms, yours are yoked.
And step on over here to this side room. We'll give you the sauce real quick.
And rather than being slow and slow-footed, you're fast as a track star. Not sure where you came from, but we'll take you.
It's 6.5 Georgia right now.
Yeah.
Less than a touchdown.
Not a best bet, but I would lean with big Georgia there.
No, they are humming. Did you see, I think our bud Cordat sent us that thing that Stetson Bennett, the Georgia quarterback's like the same age as Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he's like 25?
Yeah, they're like mid-20s.
Isn't that nutty?
Yeah, it's crazy how much like he's been in the league for days.
Well, and that's the thing, like cut the guy some slack, you know, when they're like, oh, he's not a good enough passer or whatever. He's like, dude, he's the same age as the starting quarterback for Georgia. Give him a break.
Right.
You know? He's badass, Lamar. Get that knee ready. We're ready to watch you play.
Well, if you want to get that much dough per season, you're going to take a little slack.
Mm, that's true. I'll give you that.
All right. Why don't you recap the picks for the weekend?
So we're going to – the teaser of the week is the Bengals 7.5 and Carolina 9.5. The other best bet is Carolina Bucks under 39.5. And the college bowl game bet this week is TCU +8 versus Michigan.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay. I think that'll do it for this week. This is week 17 NFL plus your college football playoff. All of you out there, enjoy a wonderful holiday season, and New Year's is coming up. So enjoy the football. Drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive.
Yep. I was going to say that. Make sure there's Ubers out there for a reason.
Yep. Or remember the play back in the day? People were calling AAA and saying, saying their car broke down.
People were, or you were?
I got a flat.
I know it's New Year's Eve. It's like 1:30 in the morning. I still have one free lift.
Free. I have a free tow within 80 miles. So,
it was 80 miles, too. Oh, I know that one well.
Just take me and my G-Ride back to this address.
I had a couple of cars that shit the bed back in the day. Me and AAA were best buds.
All right. So enjoy your new year. Don't forget Twitter and Instagram. It's at Bull Brady Picks. We'll keep you updated on lines and stuff that day. But that'll do it. Reviews on Apple Podcasts, wherever you write those. We appreciate it. Enjoy yourself. That'll do it for this week.
Peace.